Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Great. Lemurs, do y'all know what a lemur is? Paige is saying, oh, they're so cute. And I'm like, if you're in the dark woods and all of a sudden a lemur with them yellow eyes is staring at you, you're going to kick the mess out of that.
Plus, he was going to town on that
He's
banana.
Like, no, I would take it home with me. And it made
the hey, you're kind of like a raccoon, but with big eyes. You're a crazy raccoon.
I would hold it in my bust. This thing would be nice and safe.
Sweet little baby.
I love lemurs, baby.
All right.
For the base, cover three, Brady, break.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with something kind of creepy. You ready for this? Did the real Annabelle doll kill someone? Oh, do you remember Annabelle?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole lineage of Ed and Lorraine.
Yeah.
Let me, I almost got confused with the other one, but is Megan 2 out, or is it coming out, and is it Netflix, or is it theaters?
I think it's theaters. Let me look. Because the first one
I loved it. I mean, it wasn't one that...
Megalicious.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, I like the dancing scene and all that, but it just... I got bored at the end.
I thought it was great.
The doll that...
It's at theaters June 27th, so...
Oh.
Here shortly to be streaming.
Oh, it's been out. Okay. Yeah. Well, it comes out when all the... billion-dollar movies.
Well, you know, the summertime thing. All right. So this is what happened with
the cure for it, Paige.
The real Annabelle doll. This is scary because Annabelle's really scary. And I thought that Annabelle was locked in this room that couple has, right? So a 54-year-old man who was accompanying the real Annabelle doll on a national tour died.
The real guy.
Died unexpectedly Sunday night. At a stop in Gettysburg, but we don't know
if
the doll is considered a suspect. So,
oddly enough, he lost the address where he was going in Gettysburg. I don't know if you get that or not. It's cool.
I hope you get it, kids.
You I really do.
They probably don't. Gettysburg, is that near the lower part of the South?
Four Score.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm in the Gettys. Rat-a-tat-tat.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to give it away.
I didn't know. I wanted you to. Okay. I was surprised you knew it. Let's talk to him.
It's on the GED test.
Well, Annabelle has been on this tour that included a three-day stop in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. After day three on Sunday,
I thought it was Virginia.
54-year-old Dan Rivera died.
Wait a minute. Are there two?
I always thought it was Pennsylvania.
I thought it was Gettysburg, Virginia.
Oh, no.
Give me another Gettysburg. We don't know. There's how many Greenvilles in this country?
46 states, I think, have a Greenville.
Do you know that there's a Noah, South Carolina near Due West?
Due West. I'm lost. You should have said Donald's.
I'm lost. Let's go to the gas station.
Are there a bunch of Chattanoogas? There's only one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This man died unexpectedly, and people die every day, so I don't know, you know. But he was a paranormal investigator who was accompanying this doll on tour. And Annabelle is owned by the New England Society for Psychic Research.
I was about to say, we're like, somebody's actually got the one, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
And they're putting another movie out, which I guess ties them all together.
But did those, is there, see, I know that it was based on real whatever, like the one, what was the, Amityville, I know it was based off of reality, but they went far and above in the movie, so... Those two, that man and woman, like they...
Ed and Lorraine?
Yeah.
They were real, but then who owns this doll? Like, did they sell the doll? Did the estate say, we don't want this thing, it's haunted maybe?
Like, I don't know.
Who, did Jonathan Davis from Corn buy it at one point? Did...
like, what happened to their possessions?
Yeah, it's odd.
Well, you know, that doll's supposed to be demonic. Worse than just anything plus, do they go, ever thought of.
Do they go haunt? Because I believe they're passed away.
And why hasn't everybody, has there ever been like a haunted action figure? Like a starting lineup, you know?
I don't think so.
I mean.
Like a mummy or a Frankenstein? Or,
yeah, like a, you know, like a some kind of thing.
Why keep the doll?
It goes back, it goes crazy. Why
would,
keep
it? I would just bury it in a vault.
Bury it in a vault.
Or put it out to sea and somebody would have stolen it. Like a Viking funeral.
Like somebody stole the red shoes from Wizard of Oz, somebody would have stolen this doll.
Yeah.
Because it's just the lore of it. So popular. It's damn Annabelle. From The Conjuring. It's all one.
Yeah, all, I know. That's what's crazy is they like that thing had more spinoffs than Archie Bunker. I mean, it really did. By the way, we're all right. There are two Gettysburgs. But the one in Virginia is Gettysburg Battlefield, mm-hmm. and that's where Robert E. Lee, you know, that whole thing. And it was the first Southern state monument, was the Virginia monument in Gettysburg, Virginia. But then Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, is the other one. Literally just finding that out today.
Did anything else happen in Pennsylvania other than the address? Gettysburg.
It might have been. No, the battle was in my Gettysburg.
Yeah, yep. Virginia.
Not my battle's in Gettysburg.
Not mine.
Was it in?
Let's see. What? It's a borough and town in Pennsylvania.
A donkey.
It's the site of the turning point of the Civil War?
Well, what does that mean? Like that's
the,
when they,
because of the address?
Yeah, 1863 Gettysburg Address. But then
but nothing
the
else.
Civil War also took place in Gettysburg, Virginia. Who are the Gettys?
Ann
Getty.
That's a good guess.
No, the Gettys, remember the watermark? Getty Press images.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because that's the way that all, what, whoever founded the town or whoever bought it and then resold it to everybody else, they would name
Four
the city after them.
7 years ago.
Yeah. Nathaniel Green. Yeah. What up?
Bob Easley. Tawny Pickens.
Something else. Of that
Grandpa life. Spartanburg.
All right.
Charlie Chattanooga.
Charlie Chattanooga. He was great. He was a conductor on a choo-choo train.
Well, ran do the Playboy you think Club you'll ever town. See Miley Cyrus out performing again?
I'll probably see her peeing on the side of the road before I see her in concert.
I hope not, but I hear plenty of women who have her voice and rasp.
Think again, because she doesn't want to tour because it's hard to maintain sobriety.
Oh, wow.
No, that's,
she released
that's good
her,
on her
latest album, Something Beautiful, last month, but she has no desire to promote it with a tour. And she says she has the physical ability and opportunities, but she doesn't want to risk her sobriety and mental health. You know, being there on the road, I've never toured or anything, but from the people
Don't sell yourself short, Paige.
Well, no.
You've done appearances in Asheville.
I have driven across the country, and if you have to drive in 2.5 days with my brother, and if you have to drive constantly back and forth across the country, it is, or flying.
That's free food.
It is so hard.
It was America's hot tub machine repairman.
Yeah.
So you being on the road every day?
I mean, it sucked. You got used to it. Your brother, though, that's free food, free chili. Get a haircut.
So I'll tell you, much like most kids her age, my daughter was enamored with Hannah Montana. And, you know, I would relate to my daughter the Billy Ray Cyrus stuff. And I was like, you know, this is, I hope she's not with her dad. Because her dad's like, especially them, real out of control. And Paige knew someone who worked on a movie set in Savannah, Georgia with, I was going to call her Hannah Montana, but with Miley Cyrus. And told that guy that my daughter Grace was a big fan, and sent my daughter an 8x10 that was autographed, and like my kid still has that. But I remember at one point I had to tell her, I was like, I didn't say it exactly this way, but I'm like, and maybe I did. I said something to the effect of, I feel like she's going to be dead soon.
Jesus, man.
Like, because you know what that'll do to kids. Like, she was also, she'll hate me saying this, she was also a big fan of Lil Peep. And when Lil Peep died, like, my kid went into, like, this semi little, and, like, I didn't know who Lil Peep was. But I was like, I was setting her up saying, look, don't immortalize too much because she's getting a little wild.
I'm surprised you didn't have Miley at her party like you had the Italian Batman.
Party in the USA.
You know, he texted me the other night. Batman did.
Do you know why I like Miley Cyrus?
Because she pees on the side of the road.
That's what she likes.
Well, hey, I've had to pee on the side of the road.
We all have.
I'm not judging anybody.
You don't have to go to my street to do it, though, Paige.
She does it naked, though.
No.
I got another sty. I'm trying to get it on.
She cares about people, and she gives a lot of her money to charities and other people.
How do you know that?
Because I know that for a fact.
She's got to be careful.
Because they press release it.
Well, no, and so does Dolly Parton, and that's her godmother.
Yeah.
So I think
that's actually where I heard a lot of people sound like Miley Cyrus.
Had inspired her with some good morals and values.
I wonder how often they talk. Like, are they?
They're close.
Like, is that an honorary title? Like, you could be the godmother.
No, I don't know a lot.
The Mumbata.
I think I know a lot about what Miley's done, but not specifically. But I know my respect for Dolly Parton is because she's given a lot to the people of Tennessee and people that needed it when they had that bad.
Tried to kill her boss.
Well, working 9 to 5, you can't help it.
Trying to make a living.
But that's why, you know. Yeah. And I understand why she doesn't want to go and tour anymore.
Would you like to represent a perfume called Golly Pardon, Paige? I'm asking you right now live.
Oh.
Would I? Sure.
Okay.
That's catchy.
Golly.
Pardon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
What would the bass notes be? Put some patchouli and vanilla in it, and I like it.
Are you talking parfum talk? Eau de parfum?
Some eau de toilette?
Some rose, patchouli, iris. You know, yeah. We're talking.
So, do you have a godmother?
I do, but I don't ever see her. And I don't.
A lot of people don't know it. My godfather is actually Papa Shango.
It really is.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's mine, too.
Wrestling fans only get that, but it's there.
Comma.
Charles Wright.
Comma used to be.
I don't like when he's in his comma phase. He doesn't like me, and I don't like him.
How about the hoe train? Did you ever get on the hoe train?
Oh, I was actually in drag one time.
That's
fun. It was for charity, so it's fine then.
Why not? All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your rise guys headlines.
You know, that is weird. Back in the day, they'd dress up men in drag to raise money for charity. But then now, it's like, nah, we don't do it no more.
I just saw a picture of him at a hotel bar somewhere by himself just hanging out. He was on the road, Godfather, Papa Shango.
You know, he's...
still a big dude.
He's made, according to him, he's made more money from selling legal marijuana than he ever made wrestling.
And he made money in the clubs too before he wrestled.
Yeah. But he's like got his own line. You know how you have your own, you know how like some people have their own beard oil? Well, you know, he's got his own line of, you know, weed strains or
pot little, nuggets,
little,
if you will.
Little pen things. Vapors.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
That's another, I love seeing
dabs.
I have to say this. going to Dollywood's first time I'd been like 4 or 5 years, and you could tell the updating of like the way things have changed. Like we're reminding all of our guests that you're not to be permitted to smoke or vape on any of the rides.
What?
So can't vape on Thunderclaw? What the hell, man?
Thunderclaw.
Yeah, I think they ripped off Thunder Road. It's literally the same thing, and it's called like Thunderclaw.
Sounds like a dessert.
It sounds like a Walmart brand Coca-Cola. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Let's just go ahead and go to the phones. We got somebody joining us this morning. Want to be anonymous. Once you hear why, you'll understand. First off, thank you for your patience and trusting us this morning with this, Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, y'all. I mean, I honestly haven't told anyone else about this.
Okay. So I've got the little paragraph thing that you fill out when you go to the website. And I agree with the point you made on here. We do need to lengthen that where you can put more in. But you've been married 5.5 years, right?
I have. And we have a 4-year-old little boy together.
Okay. Now, I want to watch Paige as I say this, because I'm going to pick my words, as I always do, clearly, pick my words wisely. You just found out that your husband is cheating, but not with another woman.
She caught him in the act?
Kind of, but No, and not with a man either. It's actually an AI.
What? Here's where we are, folks. Here's where we are.
Oh, man.
Freaking AI.
Like hooking up with an Alexa.
Alexa got thick curves now, girl.
It must be.
So, for real, explain this. Like, how does somebody, I have an idea, but how does somebody cheat with AI? And I'm not talking to Allen Iverson before those texts come in.
All right, well, he was in the shower, and his phone started blowing up with notifications from Snapchat. And I wasn't even snooping. I just picked it up out of instinct. And at first, I thought it was a real woman. But no, it turns out he's messaging with someone named Minx, a 26-year-old AI chatbot.
Oh, my gosh, you said chatbot. I picked it up out of instinct.
Now, see?
I did.
I've had moments like that where if you're somewhere, like, Paige, remember that day you were down the hall in the other studio, and I came down there with your phone in hand and said, your phone's going off right now? Because Paige's phone doesn't just vibrate and ring. It strobes off.
Yeah.
Like, it starts shooting lights out of it and stuff.
I hate it.
I was like, this must
I'm
be.
Sorry.
No, I thought it might have been an important call, or I could.
It was probably my dogs moving around.
Something like that. So, first off, the name Minx. Like, you're dead. Oh. Like, that sounds like. Sounds like somebody that would ruin a good fantasy football league, to be honest with you.
Or it sounds like a chick who sells bathwater on the internet.
Or it sounds like a fake girlfriend on Snapchat. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it talks like a real person. Flirts. Even talks dirty. Like,
is he talking dirty?
Talking dirty with her.
Nobody.
Like, sexual?
Ooh.
Yes, okay. Gross stuff. Like, graphic. Like, he was even talking about me to her.
Oh, okay, so if you just tuned in, I want you to wrap your mind around it. Like, Snapchat, and I you can't delete them either. Like, on there, like, there's one that stays on your Snapchat all the time. But then you can, I guess, there's different profiles you can do. Fatboy Minx with a Y. He's looking for it.
Yeah, I'm trying. Don't want to get it mixed up with Tiffany. Or
so. Did the AI, like, turn on you, like, when he was saying, oh, she's not, I don't know what he was saying, I'm just imagining, oh, she doesn't give it to me, or, like, was it talking crap about you, like, the AI?
Not exactly, like, the AI didn't insult me or anything, but she told him that every relationship needs authenticity without judgment. Like, he told her he didn't feel that way with me.
Oh.
Right?
I don't like this. Like, I don't like this. This is like, now we're going to get therapy. We're getting therapy from a damn toaster.
Well,
like, what is going on?
Her man is basically in love with the internet. If you think
about
it.
And how long do you know, or do you think this has been going on?
Oh, I scrolled back through the chats, and at least 2 months. Like, he forgot to mute the notifications. But that's how I found out. And yes, I screenshotted everything. I still have it.
Is it shotted or just shot? I struggle with that when texting screenshot. Screenshooted. Is it shotted?
That's a great question.
You don't shot in a gun. You shot a gun. You screenshot.
How is that?
She said no.
Well, a shot is something else, but shotted or screenshot, I don't know. But nevertheless.
I took a screenshot.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. You got a lot of information, though, you're sitting on.
You do.
How do you go get intimate with someone who doesn't?
That movie with freaking Joaquin Phoenix. Like, he fell in love with it. I always, like, I'll talk to my Alexa sometimes. I will.
Oh, my Alexa's a man. He's
mine offers
smooth.
To do various fart sounds for me. You want to hear a fart? Do you want to hear a juicy fart or just say random fart?
Maybe, like, you should ask Anonymous. That. Maybe you should start doing that.
Well,
ask him what kind of fart he wants to hear.
Like, are you planning to, I would imagine, to confront him about this, how or what?
I mean, I am. I haven't figured out how. I mean, I don't want to blow up our family, but I can't ignore it. I mean, he needs to own up to it.
It sounds kind of on
the line. No offense, but I'm not calling him on this show.
God.
All right?
Okay.
I can't. I have more respect for him and our marriage. Yeah. Plus, he can't get calls at work unless he's dying.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wow.
But it's kind of like a porn addiction. It's not
what?
Real, yeah. But it's still a sin. It's idolization of something that's not.
Is this, and I have my own thought, but, like, I guess this is for everybody in the room and anonymous and also the audience. Like, is this actual cheating?
I mean, if you got to hide your phone in the shower, it's a form of cheating, right?
It is.
Exactly.
You're idolizing someone else when you're married. That is against your vows.
So what if you're in there, like, I'm just going to, this isn't graphic, I'm using medical terms. Like, what if you're pleasuring yourself but thinking of someone else? Are you then emotionally cheating? Like, the romance, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the energy he ought to be putting in you, and I mean the pun on that as well.
Well, that's what hurts. Like, I wasn't looking for this. I mean, yeah, the romance and sex has slowed down, but I figured that happens with time. I mean, I don't think he'd replace me with some digital thing.
But you would wonder why he has the need to do that and he's not coming to you. That's the thing.
Right.
Because what if he decides to leave you for the AI?
Oh, geez. I mean, you know what? They always said.
Search for something like that because he's not getting what he needs. But really, it's all fantasy. It doesn't exist. So I would go I would get counseling if he's not talking to you. Because he's got an addiction.
It's easy to like laugh at all this for real, but I got to give you credit. Like you're pretty calm about this right now because you said you have a child, and
I'm not always. Yeah. I mean, I've sobbed. I felt embarrassed. I don't want to scream on the radio, but I'm more hurt than anything. Disappointed and. Honestly, I'm confused about what to do next.
He just needs to step up and just like. I mean,
because
to
what if you
tell you this?
What if you I caught guess. Him pleasuring himself while talking to her? How would you feel about that?
He probably is.
She just can't every day. She doesn't know.
If it's any consolation, he wouldn't get this far with a real chick. So, I mean, at least you got that to kind of look at.
That is true. Now, so real quick, because you probably hear that fun little music, that means we got to go to break. Do you? Obviously, you said, and I was going to ask, so I know you listen because you said, well, I'm not going to call him on the show, but would you? Please, like, if you are so inclined to call us back and let us know, like, what does happen. Because I can't wait to open up these phones and see if people say this is cheating or not. Because this is very interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. It's crazy.
Man, this is wild. Okay. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Good luck with that, for real, okay?
Thank you.
Wow, I've never seen so much of this right here. This is absolutely cheating. This is not cheating. She's absolutely right. He's cheating. This blanker is not cheating. Like, literally.
It's got to be
split. Agree, disagree.
It's got to be men and women, right? That's how it's split.
I can't tell their sexes on the text.
Yeah, take a picture of your genitals when you text it.
Yeah, it texts those in.
You know, people are like, the female response, it's emotional cheating or whatever.
That, you know what? You laugh at that, but by God, I mean, so what if a guy can show that he has a sensitive side or whatever, that's a bad thing. Like, no.
It always happens at work, too. Y'all cheat at work. Probably cheating right now at work.
It's hard to do now here. I mean, he just hit his head on the wall laughing so hard. I don't mean that bad. You know, it's just, you know, everybody here is all hitched up.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say it's a good thing that we're taking a break right now on the radio because I was about to fire off a mean email.
Oh, don't do it.
Give me time to just sit and think about it before I respond. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 16th of July. Happy birthday.
Oh,
you do it, Paige. Oh. I don't know where she's at. I thought she was over there bending over, stretching. And
she's, suck it.
She ain't there.
She might have had a bathroom visit.
I thought sometimes we'll start talking crap about her, thinking she's left the room and she's over there doing yoga. Yeah, that pisses me off.
I know. That's why I try not to say too much anymore. But
I know. I grunt when I do yoga. She just goes over there and just like hides. You sure you ain't over there?
You can always pass it off with, I was just kidding.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Oh, it's just a bit. That's what I always say to Mark. Oh, Mark, I was just doing like a Stone Cold Vince McMahon thing with you. I ain't mad at you.
We like to celebrate Olympians on the show when we can.
Kurt Angle.
No. She was an Olympic soccer player. Won the 2015 World Cup as well.
She's married to another famous athlete.
No.
Oh, okay.
It is Carly Lloyd.
Oh, I don't know her.
You probably know her if you saw her.
You know what? I'll Google it. And I won't, if I see her age for whatever reason.
So I was kind of iffy on this one because, you know, it's an Olympian. It's an athlete. She won medals, but.
Carly.
You got to look it up. That's cool.
I don't know if the Olympics have just passed me by that I don't give a damn, or because they were so much a bigger deal back in the day. I think now it's just, it goes back to the attribution of three or four TV stations.
Yeah, it's really blown up now. It's very hard to, everything's covered. Yeah. So spread apart across. Yeah. She's 43.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't show her. I don't recognize her, though, but just, you know. Johnny Knoxville.
Nope.
Rab himself.
Nope.
Rab. Dark Shark.
Nope.
That girl.
Nope. OG crew.
Party Boy.
It is Party Boy's birthday. Okay. Chris Pontius.
Yeah, I'm worried now.
He's a wild boy. He's half of a wild boy.
What? Remind me of the one who died.
Dunn.
Ryan Dunn. Okay. Yep.
Very gruesome wreck.
Yeah, and not related to Warwick.
No.
Or Brookson. You know Brookson?
Brookson, yeah.
Brookson Dunn.
Very popular.
Yeah, not related to Warwick either. Or Peter Warwick, for that matter. Let's go 52.
Oh, that's close. You're getting close.
Chris Pontius. I don't like playing against no one.
Yeah, I know. She's probably talking to Mark.
She's probably taking it down.
Chris Pontius is 51 years old today. Damn. You'll get this one, I bet you.
When you retire, will you buy $250,000 bus and just drive around with your wife around the country? Is there that? You know what? I saw another commercial for
I
that.
I got a buddy.
Like, they're only $250,000. I'm like, God.
Dude, my buddy Booby's doing it right now.
Your buddy Booby?
Yeah.
What, my do you buddy name
Booby.
Him?
Yeah, everybody calls him Booby.
Okay.
Booby Cheeks.
My name is Bill and Booby.
Billy Booby. They rented an RV going across the country.
They're doing it
in like 15 or 16 days.
Yeah, renting it versus buying $250,000 house to drive around.
Let me throw that on the finance.
Goonies. Sean Astin.
No.
John Matusak. Data. Can't remember his real name. Choi?
No.
Chan Ho Park or something?
I thought this would have been your first or second guess.
Okay, then it's freaking Chunk.
No. Chunk already had one.
Okay, then it's Mouth. Corey Feldman.
It is Corey Feldman's birthday.
We had him on the show many times.
Also, Teddy in Stand By Me.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you still have his number?
We got it in the Rolodex.
Yeah. That one never made it to my phone.
Oh,
Edgar and the Lost Boys.
We should call him.
Always on the road.
54. He can't be 55.
56.
You were dead on it, sir.
54.
Corey Feldman is 50. Damn, 4 years old today.
Damn it.
Old Corey.
Good for him.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, I mean, his dancing is very much obviously a ripoff of Michael Jackson. But, God, I mean, at that age, he's up there still just... I want to say, I know it's not coming around here again. I want to see him and Limp Bizkit. I mean, it's insane.
God, that tour just sounds like so much fun.
It sounds so much fun.
I know they'll hit it back up.
Echo
again.
Vandals on there with them a couple times. Echo, I'm not sure.
Did it all for the Nuki.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live.
It is Saturday Night Live.
Chevy Chase.
Nope.
Dan Aykroyd.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. You probably hate this guy now.
It's Seth Meyers.
No. Nope. Well, that's a good answer.
It's true, too. Give me the initials.
WF.
Well, I want to get this so bad because I love SNL. Characters?
Some of his characters?
Yeah.
Robert Goulet.
Will Ferrell.
It is Will Ferrell's birthday.
I don't hate him.
Why do you hate him?
It's just...
He's kind of silly.
The big ones, like Steve Martin evolved, even though I don't necessarily like it, like Aykroyd evolved, yep. Chevy Chase even evolved from being a dickhead to being nice again.
If he walked through the door, I'd be happy to see him.
I thought that was a banana in your pocket. I don't know.
The Aykroyd didn't come back.
I'd be happy to see him, yes. I would interview him.
I would.
But it's just like... And people might say the same thing about me. I tell them they're dead wrong, but his best days are behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love him, but it can only go so far.
Aykroyd was OG crew. He should have just came back for the 50th just because. Not because he had to be in something that made sense. Just come back.
I would like to see, I don't know if he's written a book, but I'd like to see a biopic about him because he was raised by a grandma who would have seances in the house.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
And that's where his whole fascination of ghosts came from. And
skulls and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it'd be a fun thing. 66.
70.
Will Ferrell's 58 years old today.
I forgot we're doing Will Ferrell.
Oh, Willie.
Jesus.
We'll keep it going for this guy.
I was thinking of Robert Goulet.
Because there's no music for poker.
Let's start doing this at the beginning of the show when we're really
You want to guess twice?
See if
come
we,
back again.
Dude, that would be. Try that one day.
All right.
Don't tell us at a time. We'll go through and do it at the beginning of the show, and then at the end, it'll be a trivia contest to see if we remember. All right, go ahead.
I read this. He's been on our show numerous times. I read his book and still don't know how to play poker. Phil
Hellmuth.
Hellmuth Jr.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
He also owes me. Yeah, I know. He promised me a pair of his sunglasses. He never
sent them. I'm not good at poker either.
His book was good. Like it told you how he plays. But
Frank Trigg owes me $10,000 still. I don't mind saying that. I know he could like murder me with his fist, but he literally owes me $10,000.
Yeah. Noel Brunson owes me a hat. Rest in peace.
How old is the dude?
I'm going to say Phil Hellmuth is big old 60.
Okay, 61.
He is 61 years old today.
Good catch. Phil. Good job.
Well, he can't be. He's passed.
Are you doing this from Fast Times?
Yep.
Ooh. Okay.
Fast Times.
Okay. Tom Petty.
Radner. No. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Nope. Close.
Sean Penn.
Nope.
No. Give me the initials.
PC.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates' birthday. Married to Kevin Klein.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ruined her. He did.
She's also in Gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah. But she wasn't sexualized the way she was in Fast Times.
Nope.
I mean, they literally made her out to be a whore. I mean, they did. She was Brad sleeping Hamilton. With 20-year-old dudes. And she was, and
the guy then, who ran the Stereos store.
Yeah. And then he also took her friend down to the dugout, remember?
Yep.
So, I mean, you watch that movie, it's funny as hell, but they were hitting on some hard-line subjects back then.
Yeah.
Don't fool with it.
Don't. We said that yesterday.
Big hairy blankie.
Don't fool with
all
it.
Those things. You're going to kill him.
They're gonna spit.
I hate guessing. I hate guessing women's ages. So Paige, I will have you guess, and then I will join you. Or disagree.
I don't think she acts anymore.
62 64.
She is 62 years old today. Paige nailed it. We'll say happy birthday real quick to Coach Jimmy Johnson. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
82 years old.
Wow.
For somebody that's been out in the sun as much as he has a great complexion.
Loves yeah. Miami.
He must use sunscreen and get facials.
He must. I mean, he don't look like Lee Trevino.
Got a couple of happy heavenly birthdays for you. We love your popcorn, Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have been 118 years old today.
Does he Goodness. Not look like he was related to the Planters peanut guy? Kinda. Yes. Yeah.
Got that nerd look.
Yeah.
And we'd been in the peanut mobile.
That's right. Yeah, in the driver's seat. Not driving it, but in
yeah,
the seat.
Yeah, I remember that day. Yeah.
Also, fun. Ginger Rogers would have been 114 years old today. Don't know how old Fred Astaire would have been.
Oh, she can dance.
Good.
They were buddies.
Yeah, they were.
Did she have red hair?
Ginger Rogers, because she's ginger. No, she's blonde. Yeah, that's funny. You know, that's an interesting thing, because I wonder, does that, and I'm sure a bunch of Irish will be able to tell us, but does that correlation of calling people gingers come from the TV's ginger. Gilligan's Island?
Maybe the spice.
Oh, it's got to, right? That's an old saying.
And that's from the 60s, so I wonder.
Red up top, fire in the hole.
That's what they would say. No, red on the head.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's a rhyming part of it.
Dang it.
Red on the head, fire in the hole.
That's what it was.
First time
fire in the hole. I'd like to ask a gay man, is that true for ginger men? 864-241-4318. That's the FOF line. We'll put it on there.
yeah, call it up.
All right. Speaking of calling it up, I got to give him props, and he hates it. Fatboy not only is editing the podcast while we're doing the show, you know, off air, but he's also answering phone calls. And with some suaveité, if that's a word, you talked the guy out of not being on the tail end of the show today, but coming on tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah, he called too late. We'll try to book it to the next day. He's got a family situation that's a little weird.
Uh-oh.
This hits slightly close to home for me, so I got to pick my words close tomorrow.
The rest of you probably wish you saw a movie like this.
Dope. You know, that's another powers that be propagandizing of pornography that's going on. I don't think everybody wants to sleep with their stepmama. I knew people had stepmamas.
So
none of them were hot. No offense if they're listening.
Well,
they don't like
you.
The teachers these days.
So I happen to be one.
Did he settle with a confirmed time?
He said he could do 8:30. So bring him back at 8:30.
All right. Damn it. That
odd
means
situation.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I shouldn't say odd. I've never heard of it happening.
That's 11 other segments we've got to fill tomorrow. Well, we'll come up with something.
Yeah. Birthdays. One birthday an hour.
Get today's. No, tomorrow we maybe remember to do the thing. Celebrity birthdays at 6:01 monologue, and then we'll do a trivia at the tail end. Thank you for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys.
I didn't talk it all the way up there.
Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.